Innovative.
Ladies and gentlemen of the California Trap Trinity, hold on to your cush blunts and your lace fronts. This is your number one choice for entertainment. Come on. It's your boy that always shine and keep the promos right on time. That's right, the promo king himself, Product 5, Stacks and Count.
You already know who it is. It's your girlfriend's favorite cameraman, Respect the Shooter.
And you are listening to Cali's Finest on Power Radio Nation, broadcast live on
iHeartRadio.
Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen of the California Trap Trinity, Compton, Long Beach, Los Angeles, hold on to your lace fronts and your kush blunts. This is your number one choice for entertainment. Cali's Finest Radio, authorized by the people. Hey, yo, this is your boy that's back for more promos, hot and always score. That's right, the promo king himself, Product 5, Stacks and Counting. And I am the inmate that's running this cuckoo's nest. Hey, yo, we are broadcasting on Power Radio Nation on over 50 platforms around the world. Shooter to the millions.
And millions
of ears to get their daily dose of the streets. Hey, yo, my boys are innovative culture on visuals, and I know they got me. Look, today's get up and grind quote is, life is a wheel of fortune, and it's my time to spin. Tupac Shakur, my man. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. You know what I mean? I'm outside, I'm everywhere, I'm bouncing around. Ultimately, my choices are my successes. And it's going to be a lot of those. You know what I'm saying? So welcome, ladies. I know y'all noticed you look to each other to the side like, man, it's a lot of ladies. It's a lot of ladies around the table tonight. All right? And there's a reason for that. Because tonight, we're going to get into some messy shit. Okay?
All right? How messy it's finna
get. Yeah. We're going to get messy. I'm talking, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about inviting your baby daddy over when your man at work type shit. You know what I'm saying? That kind of shit. That's how messy we get tonight.
I don't have them type of problems. I don't got no baby daddy, so I don't know.
It can be like the shit we did yesterday.
We got a lot of special guests in the house tonight. Facts. Hey, yo, we got a lot of special guests in the house tonight. Shout out to G5, DJ Robbie De Niro, the building. Y'all going to hear from them a little bit later on. You know what I'm saying? It's going all the way up. All right, but first, let me make sure I introduce one of my co-hosts. Howdy, running a little late. So, Shooter, go ahead, do your thing.
My turn. How's everybody doing? Everybody's good? Welcome. Introduce myself. My name is Respect the Shooter. You can find me on Instagram at Ford Boys Films. That's Ford like the car.
Beep.
Boys with an S. Films with an S.
Uh-huh.
But if you really want to find me, if you really looking for me, you can find me at hashtag your girlfriend knows my real name.
Bam! Nigga.
That's messy.
I keep telling you, bro, that's your hashtag.
You have to address me as Respect the Shooter.
That's your hashtag.
And she won't tell you my real name because she's loyal to.
That's a fact. That's a whole fact. Hey, look, man, so I'm going to go around the table and I want to introduce all of this sexiness at the table. I'm going to start here to the right of me. This young lady right here, very, very, very impressive. She called me a few months back and she said, hey, you know, I'm ready to start my modeling journey and, you know, I'm a personal trainer. And she told me, I'm going to let her get into, you know, what that all means. But she, you know, what's amazing to me is just her ascension. From the time I spoke to her when she wasn't outside, to her saying she's going to be outside, to her posing, looking bomb as fuck next to luxury cars. You know what I'm saying? So I want y'all to welcome to the Trap Trinity, my homegirl, now yours, Lena, the model. What's up? Yeah. How you feeling? Talking to the microphone, mom.
I'm doing good. How's everyone doing?
Fantastic.
Great.
Love it.
Working hard like a hooker with 4 mattresses. You know what I'm saying? That's how I get it.
That's
easy.
Fact.
I don't think
see, it was. See, in season 2, it was 2 mattresses. Now it's 4. You know what I'm saying?
And
that part right there. Okay. Yes, indeed. Lena, drop your social media real quick.
Lena's_journey_.
Okay. All right. And I saw somebody over here next to her that was, she on the Bombay Sapphire, so I know she ready to get messy.
How you put my whole drink out?
You know
there.
What I'm talking about? Hey, shit, what you mean with G's out here? All right. So this is the lovely Kat. Kat, please introduce yourself to the California Trap Trinity, please.
Hey, I'm Kat. What else you want to know? I'm a sidekick right now.
I love it.
I'm here. This is a place to be.
Okay. I can hear you, by the way. It's picking you up, okay? So if you were wondering, all right? Okay. Drop your social media handle real quick.
So you can find me on IG under Caliente Cat. Caliente is Spanish. Fuego. So Caliente Cat.
Alright, so we're gonna go across the table right here. These two ladies right here I'm very well acquainted with. They are family. Welcome back. Okay. Alright. And I'm gonna be on my best behavior tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Sure you are.
I am. I'm gonna be on my best behavior.
Sure. I'm not.
But I'd like to welcome
I'm never on my best behavior, so I don't even know what that is.
But I would like to welcome Effie and Seti from Love Infused Catering. Let's Get Baked Catering, South Central Murder and Mysteries, and a whole lot of sexy shit. So go ahead, please reintroduce yourself to the Trap Trinity.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's the dynamic duo, you know, Batman and Robin. She's Batman. I'm Robin.
Hey.
I'm just saying. But anywho, yeah, we have South Central Murder Mystery. Follow us. It's exactly how it is. South Central Murder Mystery, Love Infused Catering, Let's Get Baked. That's us. So yeah. Just follow us.
Okay. That's awesome. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, look, so like I said before, man, listen, I'm about to switch this whole shit up, shooter.
Okay.
Like right now. Okay? Because right now, since I got the ladies here, you know what I'm saying? How they used to my messy shit. So I'm gonna get into this shit right now. Alright, so listen. So first thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna run a little video. I gotta get y'all juices running. You know what I'm saying? I gotta get y'all blood pumping and pissed off. So, Shooter, sorry, Cam, the second video I sent you, can you bring that up, please?
Excuse me. To do, like, you're going to be in charge of the baby. Everybody knows when women have babies, they're destined to be the nurturing, caring, in charge of the baby, right?
Okay, fellas, listen, I don't know who's advising Blueface, but they need to take his phone or they need to tell him to stop. Listen, one of the clear-cut ways to lose your custody case is antagonistic behavior. Going on social media, posting, airing out dirty laundry for the whole world to see. All that's going to do is put him in a position to where the judge is going to back the dump truck up to his home and allow Krishan to load it with all his money. Stay thirsty. Yes. All right. So that was my take right there. So what's going on is Blueface has been on a smear campaign on Krishan Rock. He started it earlier when the beginnings of their little breakup was kind of starting to happen. You know what I'm saying? When it started getting real and he started like going on social media and started airing her out. Now before, to me, this was harmless. He could do this all he wanted to because she was in love and she gonna let him talk his shit. She gonna let him get crazy and all that because at the end they still together. Well, guess what? Krishan just recently dropped basically a tweet saying she gonna do her. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean they ain't gonna fuck around, but you know when a woman's had enough, right? Okay, so like I was saying, it kind of puts him in a bad way. But I pose this to you. You know Blueface told her a long time ago, I don't want no kids with you. Like, you know he told her that. I could see him directly telling her that. Okay, hold on. I'm going to let you get off. I'm going to let you get off. Said it on me. I'm going to let you get off. Okay? My thing is, if you fuck with me and I tell you I don't want your baby long before a baby even comes into the picture. And then, let's say we're using condoms. Let's say I'm not a dumb nigga and I'm using condoms. Condom break and we accidentally get pregnant together. But I told you I don't want kids. Am I obligated to take care of that child? Now, me and him gonna sit back and let the fireworks go. Seth, I'm gonna start with you.
Okay, first and foremost, that nigga pokes the bear every day that he fucking fucks with her. That's a fact. So, he don't have no room to talk because he's on some bullshit all the way around. Both of them is adults. He been fucking this girl without a condom. You know you finna make a baby. That's what's gonna happen.
That's true.
This girl done already talked about how many abortions she done had.
Jeez.
So. Wow.
That pussy a haunted house.
Stop it.
Oh, it's just really good.
Little sperm niggas with angel wings and shit.
Oh my God. No.
Okay, I'm sorry. That was harsh.
I mean, it's the truth though. Nah. But anywho, I was saying, it's like some bullshit. Like, you know what you're doing already. But because he feels like he's on this platform and he has control over her, because he does. Because every time he gets mad at her, what did he do? He take her music down. He does all this other type of stuff to her.
Right.
So he's like controlling the narrative. Mm. But then when she flips out and busts a nutty, now everybody's looking at her like she's crazy. But this whole time he's been poking the bear. Everybody finna snap sooner or later. Like, He's an asshole. Okay. I don't like him.
Okay, I get it. Effie?
They was fucking. So that's what happens when you do shit like that. A baby comes. It's your responsibility just as much as it's hers. Like, you know, you might have, you know, had birth control, condoms, whatever, but everybody knows the risk.
We go together real bad.
Everybody
at that point,
knows
man.
The risk.
I feel it. But I mean, is it his obligation?
It is his obligation.
I get Blueface. Yeah.
But he knew it was that 1% chance that baby was going to come
happen.
Through.
That's what happens, you know, when a man and a woman, you know, they tell us that in school from birth. Mm-hmm. They tell you, you know, when you lay down with somebody, there's a possibility that a baby's going to come out of that.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And you assume responsibility when you spread them legs.
That's real. Okay. All right. Kat.
He's toxic. And okay. He's using her for clout. So deep down inside, you think like, oh, you know, he doesn't want this baby or whatever. He's using her for clout. Because without Krishan, like, who's listening to Blueface?
Nobody.
It's that one song that I like.
Wait, can I, ladies, real quick, can I comment to that? Hey, Juice, shout out to Official Juice in the building. Hey, Juice, believe it or not, bro. She's rated a B on Social Blade right now.
Her song,
music.
Her song, that vibe song. That song is a vibe.
That's
Social
Blade.
That shit is a vibe.
Social Blade. I'm real quick. So,
I hear Blade.
Okay. No. This is not the virtual host. Okay. I'm talking about Social Blade. Social Blade is where if you want to know if an artist is capping, whether or not, like, I could pull up G5 right now and it'll show you his grade is like an A. It'll show you all of his hits, it'll show you his views on YouTube, it'll show you he legitimate. You see what I'm saying? It's a lot of artists out here that be capping about that. You see what I'm saying? So, Krishan, when you put, Nakia, shout out to Nakia Gray, shout out to the firm. Nakia sent me Krishan Rock's Social Blade and Blueface's. Yo, they neck and neck.
Wow.
But low key with the music. Just
but
the music.
Blueface don't have no stage presence, no nothing. Like, he's garbage. Like,
nigga got famous.
But
for
he produced that song that she made, though.
That's cool. He might be a better producer, but I'm just saying, him performing on stage and stuff. Nah. But boo, tomato.
But
boo.
He needs her.
Her fan base needs her to be relevant. More than his. Like, people are hating him right now. Like, people don't like Blueface right now, and people are really feeling her. They're on her side. And her fan base is growing. She's about to have
this
baby.
She finally fixed that tooth.
Yeah, I mean, she's popping.
That's your fault because y'all gassed her up when she stopped wearing that fucking tooth.
No, I did not.
Y'all women gassed her. Yes,
no. I would have never. No. I would have
yes,
never.
Queen, walk around.
No.
Walk
she
around,
looks
queen.
Stupid.
I'm not okay with the tooth. Oh, yeah, I'm not okay with the tooth.
But hold on, I'm going to hear from Lena. Lena, let me get your opinion on this.
He should absolutely take care of that baby. Okay. No doubt.
Okay. Why do you feel he obligated to it if he said
it's his baby?
That's
why
his child. And according to you, she had multiple abortions. So you guys knew what you were doing all this time. So now she decided not to have an abortion. Right. So you have to take care of that baby.
That's a fact.
Period.
Okay, so.
And if he does it, that's okay too, because there's a lot of single moms out here that's doing it by themselves.
That's not okay.
It's not okay, that's but we're talking about reality. This is shit that's happening every day.
Reality is that when there's two parents, it's less likely you going to jail. It's
but
less
reality
likely
is
die.
It's a gang of bum ass niggas that's not taking care of their
babies.
That's the truth.
We're not about to do this because these ain't shit niggas is the ones y'all fucking choosing. That's not my fucking fault.
You're absolutely right. Because everybody has a decision. She decided to lay down with this ain't shit ass nigga.
Yeah.
So if she has to do what she needs to do, she's going to do what
she has
to do.
And I agree with that.
And that's all I'm saying.
I agree with that.
At the end of the day, these niggas, bitches know when a nigga ain't shit, but she going to still fuck with
fact.
Him.
That's a fact. Thank you.
She's going to fuck with him because the dick is good. That's the end of the
day. When you're getting good.
When the dick is good.
Like,
it's
everything goes out the window.
It's scarce
like,
around. Good dick is scarce. So bitches.
Be digmatized.
They just be like, okay, fuck it. I'm going to deal with his bullshit.
You ever do that, bro? Like, stand in front of a woman and just kind of dangle your shit in front of her face right before she suck it. Like, you feel like you're digmatizing her. Okay, so look. So,
that's what you're all right, so we
go. You are getting sleepy.
Oh, me. Okay, so, all right, so.
I'm going to answer going like that every time now.
We're going to keep this hype train going. Okay, so now I want y'all to keep. Okay, so I want this. We're going to really get into the messy shit now. I want y'all to give, like, concise answers to these questions I'm giving because I'm not about to let y'all lie. I'm going to call you out if you're lying. And I'm going to know
if we lie.
Oh, I'm going to know. believe me.
Okay, where's the lie detector test?
Because I don't believe you are not the
father. You are not.
You are not the father.
So, but first, before I do that, hey, Shooter, I do want to get your opinion on the whole thing. If you tell her, I don't want your babies, and we use the condoms. And that condom break.
At 99.9% chance.
And she get pregnant, are you obligated to take care of that child?
We know somebody got turkey-basted.
First of all, that's a different situation because they were in an actual relationship. And she just ended up pregnant after they separated. Now, with that being said, if we just fucking and we both know we just fucking and I told you that is something I don't want right now, once you tell me you're pregnant or once you find out you're pregnant, it's your decision if you want to keep it or not, right?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Okay, right. So if I want to keep it and you don't and you get rid of it, what does that do?
Talk to him.
Is that okay?
Talk to him.
Talk about it.
Talk to him.
What? Is that, I'm asking.
You hear that?
Is that?
Do you hear it? Can you feel it?
And he says that with.
Is that,
you feel it? That with authority.
No,
like,
no, I'm asking. Like, if I tell y'all, oh, you pregnant? Oh shit, that's cool. We gonna keep it, nigga. You like, nigga? No, we ain't. And you just go get it done. That was your decision,
you
right?
Know
and
what?
I gotta live
I'll
with
let
it.
You have that baby. That's, I'll have it for you. Go ahead.
We had a speechless.
Go ahead. Go ahead and have that.
Okay.
You
it's
know
never
what's crazy?
A man's
that's
decision.
How I came into this life. My parents made that decision. My mom gave my dad as many kids as he was willing to take care of, and I'm the first of those five that they had. So that's possible.
That's what I like to call the Nick Cannon phrase.
You gotta hit him with the decision. When the decision is yours, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Now, if your decision is yours to keep it, now what the fuck I'm supposed to do? And I told you I didn't even want this shit.
That's a whole fact.
It's now.
So now it's her responsibility to do what
she needs
to do.
I need men to hear me when I tell you this, bro. I'm sorry to say this, but once you have a baby and that woman is no longer with you, you took the L.
You took the L, bro.
No matter what you do, you still got it's gonna be a weekly or every other week, weekends. You gotta always split everything. Holidays, bro. You took the L, bro.
No more when it comes
it's not even a. Kids are supposed to be a blessing, but it's a blessing for y'all. It's a headache for us because of what we got to deal with outside of this child.
Right. That's
fact. I'm on both sides. I ain't never.
That's a fact, though.
Been in a situation like that, but if I tell you I don't want it, you don't have it. Like, what the hell am I supposed to do now when I told you I didn't want it in the first place?
So okay, so now I'm about to switch this shit up. What's the Lena? What's the weirdest porn you've ever watched?
What like, the fuck?
Wait.
This nigga's on some other shit.
You didn't even breathe in between. Like,
my dad's going fine. We get messages.
This nigga's on some other shit.
Blowing eyelashes off the face.
Come on. Like,
that's
come on.
A great question.
What's the weirdest porn you ever watched? No judgments here.
It ain't even weird. Like fisting.
Okay. So the whole.
I wouldn't get that from you.
Okay. No, it'd be the ones like this that like all the crazy shit though. Oh God. Okay. No.
Always.
Respectfully. No judgments.
Yeah.
Kat, what's the weirdest porno you've ever watched?
Bisexual threesome.
I want you know what? Some
weird.
Of y'all do like that when it's a
with
nigga
men,
doing
it's
gay
different.
Shit.
Like, with men,
yeah. Two men's,
one girl.
Oh, yeah. I already knew what she was talking about. It's a lot of women that be on that. That's crazy, right?
Oh,
that's wild.
That's not where my head went, though.
I knew. Because I've heard a lot of women say that. That's why she said what I said, you know. And not to say that that's weird to some people, but it's just different.
But that's different.
Yeah.
Okay. Respectfully. Mm-hmm. No judgments. Effie.
A tranny and a woman.
A tranny and
okay.
a woman.
Okay.
At least it's a pussy
it's
in there.
It's like a threesome
so
without
with
an extra person.
It's a
like,
vagina in there. It's a vagina in there.
But it kind of takes you for
a while. I mean, I'm not going to. I wouldn't watch it, but I'm saying
you,
I can't.
You still get two sets of titties, but you get dick too.
Yeah. I think that was my problem. That was going to be my answer too. Like, for real. But at the same
tell
time,
you something.
Like, I don't know if I should
fellas,
be.
Fellas, if all you doing is working the 9 to 5, bro, you better have something else going on because then minds is on some other shit. Cynthia, I know you're about to blow me away. What's
I'm
the
not
weird,
because
what's the
she,
weirdest...
took, she took my answer,
oh,
honestly.
Oh, that's your same answer. She's moving right along, bro. Like, y'all
hey,
I can't even. I can't even dig in on that line of questioning. We're going to keep going. What's the? I'm going to start with you, Cynthia. What is the. What? Let's see. What can a man do to fuck up a sure thing? Like, let's say you kick it with him. you like, damn, you know what? I fuck with this nigga. I like his energy.
Right.
I'ma fuck this nigga. Cause y'all decide long before y'all first meet us, y'all kinda already know. But that comes with a caveat, right? That's mm-hmm. like, look, I will fuck this nigga, but he better not do nothing stupid for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or however long your clock runs, right? So I'm gonna start with you. So I'm gonna start with you, Seth. What can a man do that's already in the door to get him put out the door? I.e. your vagina.
when he started trying to bring up the other niggas that don't exist, like, oh, I know you got niggas. How you know that? I'm talking to you. What are you talking about? Obviously, it ain't nobody else if I'm talking to you. What the fuck? Like, that shit is that shit is very
insecurity.
Irritating.
Insecurity.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my
Amen.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Effie?
That's a good one too, though. But for me, it's keeping your word. Like, even if with the small shit, like if you tell me you're gonna do something or you, this is how you are, and then you show me something different and it's weird, I'm over it.
I get it. I totally get that. It's flip side to that too. We'll get into it. Go ahead, Kat.
Low key begging.
Ooh.
I like that shirt. You should get it for me. Like,
oh, that yeah. kind of begging.
Nobody.
I thought she was talking about like sexual begging. You talking about like a nigga asking for shit.
Nobody wants a son.
Like,
not dang. A grown son.
Is
yeah.
a name for those?
Dang, I'm
that's
short.
Great.
Nobody wants a son.
No.
It's a loser nigga.
Those don't even get to look at it.
On me.
Just asking for, like, begging hasn't, like, I don't know. I don't like it. Don't ask me for anything.
No, I get it.
Because I'm not going to ask you for anything because I have my own. I want you to have
it. Right. And it's like if I'm going to do something for you, it's because I see this in you and I want to do this for you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Based on, that's like what, I'm not going to play the video, but I recently posted something about a gentleman that went out. Matter of fact, Cam, pull that up real quick. We're going to run that. But you know what I'm saying? But I definitely agree because if you're willing to do for yourself, that makes me want to do more for you.
Right.
I know it sounds weird, but I mean, we're all adults here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know for a fact that if we're like in a serious relationship and yeah. you're about to get put out your apartment or your lights are off, of course I'm
of
supposed
course.
To fucking help
right.
you,
yeah.
right? But you don't walk into the relationship. We're not sitting down on the first date and you start giving me a sob story about how your phone bill's due next week.
Yes.
In order to talk to you, yeah. I need to pay your phone bill.
We were just talking about
this.
No, we're dating.
We
were
just
kiss my
talking
motherfucking
about
ass.
We just yeah. had this yeah, conversation man. Like 30 Damn minutes no. ago. I promise you, we were just talking
about this. Like, so I'm gonna throw y'all the bone real quick though. This right here, this a worthless nigga right here, and I just felt like he needed to get the roast. Do your thing.
You invited me.
Don't you just beg it, like, I don't pay for women if I can't touch them. Why would you come to a date with no money? But like, y'all think because you're pretty, I'm supposed to be just cashing my money?
The point of the date is to get to know each other.
We're getting to know each other. I'm gonna eat, pay for your food, I pay for my own food, right?
This is why it's hard to get a woman to really take you serious because of clowns like this. You knew when you asked her out on a date, you could not afford that 2 for $25 at Applebee's. And now you sitting there eating off your plastic fork and knife like you doing something, eating your $2 strip club steak. Why do you gentlemen like to do this to some of these women out here? You take them out to embarrass them to go ahead and compensate for the fact that you know you're not getting any ass anyway. Now listen, obviously the woman has some kind of interest in you because she came out with you. But I can judge by your JCPenney $5 sweatshirt that you really don't understand what's going on. If you invite a woman out to dinner, please have the intention to pay for her food. Damn. So my thing is, and I'm, and this nigga, no, I'm no type of trick, like no type of trick whatsoever, but there's such thing as common decency, right? Like if I bring you out as a man, then it is on me. Now, I'm a big proponent of reaching for your purse when the check comes. Not that you got to pay for shit. But I want to see that. I want to see because you willing. What do I just say, Kat? I see you willing to do for yourself. Mm-hmm. So that makes me want to do more for you. Right. So I'm going to tell you, put your purse away. That's what a real nigga's supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Some niggas will get offended by that. Like, what the hell? Like, you know, not mad, but just offended. Like, no, I brought you out.
No, some get mad.
Some get mad, but that's a lame nigga. Y'all got to pay attention to the red flags that a nigga show you when he show you that. And when a nigga show you what he is, you need to believe him the first time.
Yep.
If when you walked into it, the nigga wasn't respecting you, wasn't fucking you right, or fucked you good and let you sit there while you fuck others, nigga, that ain't gonna change. Because we don't never buy the cow when we get the milk free. That's free game for that.
That's a lie, bro. That's a lie, bro. Because I'm gonna say, bro, but you don't want nobody else milking your cow, though.
No, that's a fact. You can't stop that anyway.
But you don't want nobody else milking it, though.
The wedding ring used to be.
That's the difference, bro.
Feel me, Flo. The wedding ring used to be the fence around the fucking cow. It's not a fence anymore. Now you got other farmers coming from six states over, hopping the fence, fucking the shit out your cow and milking it.
That's because OnlyFans have created it.
This shit was around long before OnlyFans, nigga.
The milkman.
The postman.
When Jesus was walking the earth, when Jebediah went to go see him preach, Mary Magdalene was in the fucking crib giving throat, nigga. That's how long ago this shit go.
First and foremost, Mary Magdalene was a prostitute.
Yes.
She was a prostitute.
Okay.
She washed his feet, so she was forgiven for all her sins. When she washed her feet, his feet with her hands, all that was erased, okay? She was no longer a hoe.
That's how cold Jesus was.
She was no longer a hoe no more.
He needed to smash, bro. Like,
She washed his feet with her hair. Like, what more can you do? The bitch washed his feet with her hair. What more can you do?
That be a lesson to y'all. Y'all need to wash more feet. You feel what I'm saying?
No.
Not these niggas' feet. Yeah. not these 2023 feet.
All right, so look. So now rapid fire. These questions are more for reactions, all right? Because the first reaction I get is going to be the real reaction, right? Like, okay, so how is there a time limit on how long you have to wait? Let's say you got a friend, right? But this isn't your friend like that. Like, y'all all got friends that ain't friends. Don't look at me like that, cat, because you know it's like that with females. Y'all got friends. Y'all got friends that ain't really your friends. Like, that ain't coming out with us tonight. That one right there, right? Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is, how long does that acquaintance have to wait after you get done with a nigga, not a boyfriend, but a nigga that you fucked with on, you know what I'm saying? And how long does she have to wait before she can go kick it with him? And
never.
Never. Even never. If he was just a random nigga and that's
your friend?
It's a girl code.
Never. Ever, ever.
But why?
I don't even care if it was high school. Like, I'm not going to.
There's 9 billion people on this earth. Don't come after me.
Don't chase behind what I got. If it's an acquaintance or somebody you just barely knew, that's different. Yeah, but like a friend...
Like, you can't go behind.
Nah. It's too many people on this earth. LA is not that small.
But LA is small.
It's not that small.
Everybody know the neighborhood doorknob, homie.
No.
But
a lot of people.
Yes,
but you know, we didn't cross paths with people where we're friends, but we didn't overlap and ended up fucking the same nigga. Like, it happened.
That happened, but not to my friends or my friend or associates. Like, anybody that's been in my house.
Right.
If you gotten that close to me, don't.
Now, I'm going to tell her, like, friend, I accidentally fucked him, but I didn't know that was your friend, too. Like, hey, friend.
That's different.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those conversations. But
not, oh, you done with him? Can I? No.
Never.
I'm not going to pass this nigga along. No.
How long should a man cater to a woman he's
dating? I would have something to ask you, brother.
Oh, shit.
I got something to ask you.
Oh, you done woke the beast.
With that same situation, and you the dude.
Come on.
And you smashing her. Y'all ain't really serious. Okay. Y'all stop smashing, and you know her homegirl want to smash. And she hit you up. Are you smashing?
You trifling.
Wow.
I'm just playing. Let me tell you something. Listen, Felicia Keys taught me nothing else is that you guys do not let the fact that a man has a woman stop y'all from getting a man you want. So cut that shit out. I don't want to hear.
That's not the same thing.
That's fucked a married man. That's a different.
Yes.
He didn't have to do it, but she didn't have to either.
But it's not
that's
the same
not the
thing.
Same situation, though.
I don't know. I mean, listen, apples and oranges, maybe, but they both fruit.
Bullshit. I'm calling you on your bullshit.
So how long should a man cater to a woman he's dating before he should expect sex?
We're adults. Shit happens.
We all deaf in this motherfucker now. How long should a man cater to a woman he's dating before he should expect sex? Not saying he'll get it, but how long before he should start kind of scratching a little bit like, bro, like, nigga.
He should be expecting it from the first day.
Right.
As soon as you touch her feet, you ready.
If he's doing everything right, he don't have to wait that long.
Right.
First of all, let me tell y'all something.
Boy, they bringing pills around this motherfucker.
First
tonight.
Of all, brother, if you go into a situation expecting sex, you a weird ass nigga.
Weird
first
ass
of
nigga.
All,
we not teenagers no more.
You know, that's like you said. Everybody grown. We just end up doing it. I guess it is what it is. But right. I'm not expecting nothing. You might just end up being a friend. I got a lot of homegirls. I ain't never touched.
That's a fact, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's a fact.
Yeah, bro.
But everybody said dating someone that you're dating.
But everybody, yeah, I did say that, Lena.
But everybody that you date doesn't mean that you're compatible with them either. Because
but why would you continue to date them?
That is true. But sometimes you're trying to figure it out. Like, you kind of like this person, but then at the same time, you're still getting friend vibes. Like, so you be trying to figure it out.
Like, which category you going to put them in. Exactly. I see that. But he said dating, like, you guys are fine. Been together, he's catering to
you. Guys are kind of serious. Cheating already fucked him.
That's what I was about to say.
Cheating already fucked him. That's it and that's all.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. What are you talking
now? Time wise, that varies. You know, you can't put a time on that.
That's what you can't.
It all depends on when she's comfortable.
Age matters, and age matters too, because an older man is willing to kind of go through some of the paces just because
an older man is gonna let you gonna take that nigga through hoops and loops and all
wait for me.
Yeah,
wait.
I have a line though.
She said wait for me.
Wait for me.
So listen, before we go to break I got one question and give me a yes or no and then kind of give me like a sentence or two to kind of describe it because we gotta go to break, alright? So is a good girl gone bad really gone forever?
No.
Give me some. Come on.
Because a good girl is always going to be good. She just might have bad tendencies.
So what if the one that you were good for?
New bad habits.
So wait. So real quick, what if the one that you were good for really hurts you bad, and you know it affects you?
She just takes
you're still
it.
A good girl.
She's still a
because
good girl.
That's within
she's,
you.
She's just a little broken.
But being bad is fun.
I'm gonna act bad until I find someone good.
Yeah.
And why you can't be both?
Yeah. Sassy and sweet.
Sweet and sour.
Come on, shooter, before we go to break. You want to say nothing?
Be bad for the good ones.
Which one you want today? All
right, be bad for the good ones. I like that answer. Okay, so listen. So we're going to go to break. We're going to, you know what I'm saying, we're going to have some for y'all in the second half of the show. Okay, first, we're going to go ahead and run this music. This is Stacks Smooth Sounds. If you'd like to hear your music played on Power Radio Nation, please email your tracks to Cali's Finest Radio 1 at gmail.com. That's Cali's Finest Radio 1 at gmail.com. All right, so
Hey,
what's up?
It's going to cost you.
Might cost you a little.
Might cost you a lot. But it's going to
cost you. Real shit. So look, it's up, it's stuck, and ain't never coming down. This is Stax Move Sounds, California's finest radio, finest West Coast, radio. Baby.
Hottie. Hey, I need all my ass next to the dance floor right motherfucking now.
I'm getting lit, where the party at? Booty popping, trying to pull up with a ratchet's at. Left cheek, right cheek, make that ass clap. Grab a nigga by his shirt and throw that ass back. Girl, go on, fuck it up and do the splits with it. Arch your back, bend it over, put your hips in it. Don't be scared, gonna put your little twist to it. Little baby going dumb on the tick with it. Got you bitches in the headlock. I'm coming hard like a sniper shooting headshots. Got you bitches on lock, treadlocks. Pussy popping, ooh, I wonder what she tastes like. She throwing ass like a freak hoe. Baby hella bad, got me looking through the peephole. Booty hella juicy, damn, she got a fat ass. Wait, hold up, let's get it too loud. Make that ass shake. I'm pulling up in a mini skirt. With the shits getting ratchet, I'ma make it twerk. My ass fat, you can see it with the pants on. And hard to find, you can catch me on the dance floor. I need a nigga that can beep, beep, beat it up. I make a nigga wanna eat it up. Suck his dick until he skeet it up. Leave a phoenix for the pussy, can't get enough. I bet your nigga wanna hit this. I'm the hottest bitch on every nigga wish list. I can sign it, can they have me for Christmas? He ain't my nigga, but I got his attention. I'm a cold little rap free, to my shit up, hit the flow, make it nasty. Bouncing on a dick like the world's greatest athlete. You say your girl a freak, then tell her she can at me. Make that ass shake, 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 make that ass shake. shake, make that ass shake.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah, at aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
We back.
We're back.
We are back. Okay, as you can see, the change has been a switch around the table. It just got a whole lot more celebrity-ish up in this month. You know what I'm saying?
We so, got the goats.
First of all, I got my brilliant co-host here. The LA, no, come on, Effie, man.
No,
y'all are stars, man. It's a show, goddammit. Jesus. I'm here with some more celebrities. Can is that
that's
okay?
There you go.
Is that all right? Damn. Okay. All right. Effie's finest radio. Okay. Here we go. All right. So now we got LA Hottie here. Hottie, I'm gonna go ahead and do your thing.
You want me to do my segment, or you just want me to
introduce yourself?
Oh, okay. Hey, y'all. LA Hottie here. Don't laugh at me. Make sure y'all follow me on Instagram, whatever. I'm on all platforms. I just dropped today, Rap Freak, so make sure y'all go check my music out. LA Hottie is popping, you know, summer coming, all that. We there with it.
We outside with it,
you feel me? So, yeah, make sure y'all go ahead, show your girl some love, you feel me? Like, comment, like, share, subscribe, all that, you know. Don't hop in my DM if you ain't nasty. You already know the deal. Okay.
I got so many just perverted things I want to say, and nothing's coming out. So I'm going to keep going.
See, that's nasty. Overload. Nasty. Like, that's how I like them.
That's a fact. Okay, so this gentleman across the way from me right here, impressive gentleman, man, radio, DJ work. Man, anything pretty much with the music industry, I've been a fan already. I already knew the name. But this is the first time I'm actually getting a chance to speak with you, man. I want y'all to welcome to the Trap Training Man, DJ Robbie De Niro, man. Yes, sir.
I'm a clap for my damn self.
There it is.
I'm happy because I'm happy to be here.
I appreciate welcome, it, man. Bro. How you feeling tonight, though, man?
I'm feeling pretty good, you know, just posted. I love everything I see. It looks dope.
Oh, thank you, bro.
Yeah,
thank you. And shout out to Innovative Coach, man. Cool ass Cam on the boards.
Shout out to Cam.
Absolutely. This next gentleman right here, man. I've been down with this cat, man, for some years now. It's been a little minute since I started this. The nigga showed me love, man. This man, Ratchet Killer Man, Six Man of the Streets, showed me love from the jump. And when I say these niggas don't have to do that shit, I mean that. But this man right here is very genuine, man. This dude got viral hits.
Legend.
This man, you probably twerking to one of this nigga's songs every morning while getting ready for work, like right now. You know what I'm saying? This is the one, the only, the slapper creator. My boy, now you are G5. What's up, bro?
What's going on?
So, yeah, man. You already know,
nigga,
bro.
Nigga, Mac then tapped in.
That's a fact, bro. That's a fact. Let me tell you something, man. When I say that, nigga, I know, you know how they used to say about Nate Dogg, you know, ain't no hits unless Nate Dogg spits. You know, it's like the same thing. I've never heard a whack G5 beat.
Never.
Yeah,
ever.
True.
Never.
Ever. I'm not gassing up nothing.
No, that's facts.
That's a fact.
That's you know a fact.
Never.
You know, the charts speak for itself, man.
Yeah, they don't get finished if they whack, though. I don't finish beats if I don't like them.
Really?
I don't. I leave them in there.
Man,
shit. I don't finish them. So
just the stems to your shit, you could probably charge like a hefty penny if you wanted to.
Yeah, basically like loops and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I start some shit, like once I start some shit, and I don't feel it. I make beats in like 10-15 minutes. So like that first minute two, if I ain't in it to it, on to the next type of thing. That's really it's certain tracks that I might take a minute on because I want to do that type of track. But other than that, nah, it don't make sense to keep back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Nah, I'm going to just go to the next one.
I feel that. I remember being at Grind to Be Rich, the clothing store. Make sure y'all pull up there. They got all the fly gear, like for real, for real. I remember pulling up there. I did some promo with the Six Man in the Streets, and I remember going back there in that studio with you and Killer, and you was just back there, you just cutting up.
Oh yeah.
And I think, man, I cannot remember the name of the song, but it's another one of your hits. Like when you dropped it, when you dropped your album, it was one of your singles that just went dummy. And I was there when you made it. It's gonna come to me which one it was. It's so many, but just to see the atmosphere, man, that your music creates, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? The people that you bring together through your music is very, very impressive. So I'm glad to have you back.
All back, off top on everything. I just dropped a project in January. I just dropped another project probably like 2 weeks ago. You feel me? I got two new singles about to come out. I just dropped two videos. I got another video about to drop too. You feel me? So, yeah, nigga definitely be doing it. Like the summertime, I'm bringing my barbecue sauce back in the summertime. So it's like, it's a lot of shit nigga working on right now, but it just basically, it's like being patient, bro. It's like you gotta mark shit off your list instead of rushing it type of thing.
I had to learn that, G5. Cause you remember when I first started, nigga, I was fucking everywhere.
You'd be everywhere. You gotta do
everywhere, doing everything for everybody, just trying to be seen. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then you learn, like,
burn yourself out.
Burn yourself out, bro.
You feel me? You start a company, you will have like seven companies in your head, and then it's like it's only you. So it's like, nigga, I used to work at warehouses, and I know on one converter belt, nigga, it was like 17 people. So if you just think it's you, it don't even work like that. You feel me? So just imagine just me in the kitchen whipping up sauce. I gotta whip the sauce up. I gotta put these motherfuckers in bottles. I gotta put all the labels on the bottles. I gotta package these motherfuckers. I gotta send them out. I gotta deliver them. I gotta do commercials. I'm putting on wigs. I'm doing everything to see. You feel me? No, you see me. You feel me?
Right.
So that just like me, bro. Whatever I gotta do, not no weirdo shit, but like whatever I gotta do, you feel what I'm saying, to do what I gotta do to make it make sense, that's what I'm gonna do.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact. I gotta link you with my boy. Shout out to Bootsy Barbecue. I gotta link you with him because I think that would be a dope ass collab because his barbecue is fucking slamming. And then your sauce?
Barbecue sauce too for something.
Yeah, his sauce is off the chain. Nah, I'm not even.
Man, I got some shit.
Kevin, yeah.
I got more than one though. Like, you feel me? It's like the last one I just did. I started doing like how Master P do with the rap snacks. You feel me? I had Got Young Sam, and then I did the honey jerk barbecue sauce. Because, you know, he
that's
the king
clever.
Of jerk.
That's
so I did the honey jerk barbecue sauce with him, and it was like shit like that. So it's like my next one when I drop, you feel me? I'm going to have somebody else, you feel me, on the next one once I drop
it.
Put
Hottie on there. Hot barbecue sauce.
You know it's a flavor out there for snacks, bro. You know what it is.
You
already.
Feel me?
We're going to make it make sense.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Speaking of the sauce. Robbie De Niro, man.
Sadio.
So talk to me a little bit about the business for you, a little bit about where you started and, you know, just the journey and how it's been. A lot of success.
Well, shit. I was a college kid. I went to Cal State Dominguez. Went to school for radio broadcasting communications. So I started doing, like, radio there. And then I went to school with a lot of people, like YG. I went to high school with YG. So I brought them to the station and stuff like that, built up a resume. And through some years, end up getting an internship with KJLH.
Nice. And, shout out Kevin Nash.
Shout outs to Kevin Nash, big homie, and Stevie Wonder. And I end up just making it work. Like, I don't know. It's been a journey, man. I remember when I didn't have nothing going, like nothing. Right. Like, I used to sell CDs. I used to be in front of Hole in the Walls, all kind of crazy shit. So, like, even being interviewed to even talk about this shit be crazy, you feel me? Because I'm normally the person interviewing people, so.
That part.
Yeah.
That part, man. Not quite the platform. But like I said, no cap, bro. I already knew the name. We all did, like, you know what I'm saying?
Hot talk.
Like, for real, for real.
If you didn't know, you gonna know now, though.
You gonna know.
Robbie DeNetto, though.
Man, run that up. Run the numbers up.
You got to, man.
I mean, I'm happy y'all had G-Fire, too, because I had private conversations about how he deserves his flowers because I'm a DJ.
Really
and I play. I'm spinning it.
Yeah.
So I'm not, it ain't no cap with the rap. We did the Thick Bitch, Lil Bitch for a whole year. and I had it on the gram, and they was reposting. I was reposting it. They was reposting it everywhere. And then I didn't see bro, like, not only is he a producer, he's an artist too. So it's like, he coming at you like double, but it's just kind of in the same. So you kind of get mixed up. You just think about his producing, but his rapping is just his
wicked.
Nobody.
He artist too. Like, don't forget. Don't get it twisted. Like, for real.
That's definitely, it's a good thing though. I can't even lie. Like, you feel me? Like, sometimes, like, I had just made a post about, like, my sound. And, you know, a lot of people thought I was mad. It's not the point about being mad. Just to think about the point that giving people sauce, you feel what I'm saying, to put on their meat to feed their family, you feel what I'm saying, for them to leave you out.
Yeah.
You giving the sauce for that shit to taste good for their family to eat. It don't make sense.
Bro.
So that's where it makes, that's where I'm saying, like, if the world know that I made something, or the world know that, nigga, a sound is my sound, and I done let certain, I done seen a lot of interviews, I done seen a lot of niggas, it ain't just one, two, three, I done seen a lot of people talking about, oh, this my sound, this my sound, and nobody mention a nigga, nobody don't be like, oh, yeah, G5, or whoop, niggas don't tap in, be like, hey, Fire, come to the studio, bro, they gonna let my sound in the room before they let me in the room.
That's a fact.
And it's a difference, because it's like, when you competition, bro, who gonna promote their competition?
Yeah, I get it.
It's only different when it's a boxing match. You have to, because it's you versus you. Right now, it ain't no opponent in front of me, so it's like a person that see me in the streets. If you see me in the streets and you shake my hand, you're like, what's up, Fire? Woo-woo. But on the internet, it's different. That don't make sense. Don't even say nothing to me in the streets, because it's like the way you are on the internet. That don't make sense. I don't care how you act to me in person. That means that you need to act the same, because the way I act in person, hey, bro, I'm on the net. What's happening, bro? When you comment, bro, I'm liking your shit. I'm commenting back. You ain't going to make me look goofy on the net. Then you want to come tell me, oh, yourself, all right, bro, you know you my nigga, bro. You created this. What? That don't even make sense to me, bro. But you ain't gonna tell the world that. You gonna come tell me to myself like that. That's
That's facts.
Hey, haters is part of the game.
For real. You criticize me privately, you better congratulate me publicly.
Bro, I be telling niggas that, bro. The same shit they used to do to us, bro. Like I say, like 7, 6, 5, 4 years ago. All these years that I'm saying, bro, niggas used to clown that shit. Like, oh, bro, them niggas just do party music, bro. Whoopie woo woo. Man, you got your hardest nigga want a party beat now.
Yeah.
And it just, you feel me? It's a difference now. You feel me? But I'm telling you, bro, I'm talking about, it's just like, imagine, like, nigga, you fighting against shit. Like, all right, everybody on the Draco saying, everybody got the Detroit saying, everybody on New York, but this ratchet shit, they will not let it in. It's like, oh, that's goofy shit. But now what you think everybody doing?
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's for real. No, that's the movement. Nah, for real. Like Robbie said, man, we give you your flowers around here.
Yeah.
You know what
definitely,
I'm saying? On me.
Definitely.
But this the thing, though. This the only thing that I hate, though, because even though a nigga created a sound, bro, I know how to make pop, rock, blues, all type of shit like that, you feel me? So, like, my credit list is long, you feel me? Even from Nipsey being on my beats, you feel me? Like, I got a long credit list, you feel me? And then I be telling people, like, half of the niggas that's in L.A. right now, bro, I done worked with them before they was on, from the AVs, the Joe Moses, the ADs. However you think that's on, facts. Was on, bro. I'm talking about, I had niggas on beats years ago. You feel me? So, like, when I see niggas or anything like that, I don't even be caring about how niggas be caring about credits and shit. I'm the first nigga to hit a million on my beat. So I don't really care about working with rappers. You feel me? That's what I want people to understand. Like, I'm not sitting back waiting on rappers to blow up. I got my own motion. You feel me? So when I give niggas beats, sell niggas beats, all I'm doing is like, oh, here you go, boo boo. I'm back onto my own role. You feel me? I ain't sitting there like, all right, I gave this nigga beat. Hey, bro. Hey, what's up, bro? Who you got on that, bro? When you dropping that? That don't make sense to me, bro. I'm going to give you this beat, do your thing, and I'm out of here. That's it.
No, that's real. That's real.
And for the record, I didn't come with bro. I'm just co-signing there. I'm just...
No, that's my nigga.
This my dog, though. That's this my dog.
You tell me that shit all the time.
But I tell him that all the time. I'm just co-signing it. It's not like I'm part of his team.
More black men need to do that.
Nah, for real.
Bro, so you get your flowers for
bro,
that.
Bro, the nigga tagged me. Like, what he's saying right now, bro, the nigga tagged me in a whole post that went viral. You feel me? And it's like, my thing is, like, him, that nigga Zol Sama, it was a couple people before they tagged me in posts, but it'd be like the same people that comment on these posts, like, oh yeah, bro, I know who he is, man, that nigga be doing his thing, woo, woo. Them be some of the same people that don't even share nigga shit, don't say nothing to
when
a nigga.
When they see you in person, none they speak up. Like, yeah, so like, you, I seen your video, like, yeah, you don't like your nigga.
So, to me, if I'm like, if I see a nigga like him, if I see a nigga like him say some shit, bro, or I see a nigga Zol Sama say some shit, not looking at comments, bro, and I'm looking at niggas and I'm looking at shit like, without him saying some shit, bro, I know you, 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 bro. You ain't never said nothing about nothing that I do, but I don't say nothing. I just be like, okay, you see me. I ain't tripping. I ain't no mad, no nothing, you feel me? But that lets me know that you see me. You can't even let me know that you see me. You feel what I'm saying?
That's, yeah.
Which you gotta, is a good thing. Yeah. That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's
thing,
what I'm saying. That's a good thing. But yeah, it's like, you can't wait till another nigga that's popping post about a nigga that been going up. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Ain't no year that you ain't never heard about nothing that I ain't been on.
Yeah, so
I knew about you before I even knew you. Like, I would hear your name
like,
in the club.
When you really think about it, like, when you really think about L.A., my nigga, they don't mention me. They don't say nothing about Five or the gang or anything about none of that, bro. You feel me? But, nigga, every year we in the race. So how it go every year we in a race with a hit, if it's my beats or songs, whatever the case may be, but niggas is not mentioned. It gets to the point where it's like it's politic and it's hating and something. Come on, bro. That don't make sense. Everybody can, oh, yeah, bro. Yeah, but y'all doing. But nobody want to. That don't make sense.
Though, Five, I will say this. I'll say this to close that point. Bro, I know exactly what the fuck you talking about, because the same thing goes on in every industry we in. I go through this with these radio people and podcasters and stuff too. It's a lot of them out there, Robbie. You know, it's some out there that don't deserve it.
Facts.
Flacco, you know what I'm saying? Like, no. I'm just saying, like, certain niggas don't
you
deserve
wanna know that, you want to know what I call that? I call that beating the odds, bro. You feel me? That's just like right now, like I'm saying, the shit that I'm saying, like how I bounce, like I came back. I did go to work. You feel me? You see it went viral. It's just shit like that where I'm doing beats. It's this. I'm not going to fight against nobody against the sound, because if I drop something, it's shit like that. So that's why I say you beating the odds. I beat the odds, bro. Niggas think it can't happen, bro. When next thing you know, nigga drop some shit and then boom, I dropped the whole tape, bro. You feel me? And the whole tape went up. So it's like you don't worry about nothing that nobody say. You take that. Like I say, you're going to take your announcement. You're going to say what you're going to say. But you got to make it. You got to tell the people, bro. That's something that you ain't worried about. Like, even niggas buying beats, whatever. Anything that I do, I let niggas know. Like, nigga, if I do a challenge on Instagram, like right now, this is how our population is, right? A nigga fuck around, do a challenge. The first thing they going to say is, oh, nigga hurting or nigga broke. No, nigga, I'm going to do this challenge, bro, and I'm going to post thousands of dollars after that just to let, because I know our population. No, if I'm telling you, bro, I know niggas want to work with me, and I know my price, and I charge a certain price, and I'm like, yeah, bro, just tap in with me, bro. Just do this little $50 little raffle. Whoop. Nigga, I don't need your money.
Not at all.
You feel what I'm saying? I make what you think I don't make, you feel what I'm saying, on a regular.
Right.
So that don't even mean nothing to me. I'm just trying to help you out because I know you're trying to go. I know what it do. So it's like the way our population is, bro, we judge, my nigga.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah, we do.
I'm talking about, nigga, I swear to God, nigga, I was just walking. I'm talking, car was at the fucking car wash, my nigga. I'm walking down the street. I'm fly as a motherfucker. You know what a Mexican nigga put up on me and said? That nigga said, bro, you got all that gold on and you walking. Ha, 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 ha. I'm like, I'm walking. I'm like, nigga, my shit at the car wash, bro. But it's the judging the book by its cover. Right. You feel me? Right. Just because you see me walking down the street and nigga, I'm literally it's the car wash nigga in the store. I'm just walking to the store, get some blunts. But they see me and nigga stop like, uh-huh, you ain't got no car. You got all that gold on. I'm looking at the nigga like, bro, my. Like, I ain't even say it. I just look at him. But in my head, I'm like, bro, my shit at the car.
I would have lied.
It's the judge in the book by his cover.
What I will say about this, because I want to talk to you, Lena. I will say this, though, G5. The thing about it is many are called, few are chosen, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's a part of you. So it don't matter whether you take the gold off, you know what I'm saying, the designer, the cars, the dough. Strip all that away, and you still are extremely gifted music.
Yeah. That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So it don't matter what they got to say, bro. They can't never take that talent that God gave you, bro. No, not to get preachy, but he ain't can't nobody ever take.
Nah, you good.
And that's with you too, though. I mean, I know how grimy the entertainment business can be, period. But like, if you go and you put in your work and you do what you need to go do, you just need to link up with one person that can put you in the right position.
Because I am, bro. Niggas wouldn't even think my pops was a preacher the way I am.
PK.
But it's just like,
I remember you seeing in the first
yeah, like niggas wouldn't even think that. Yeah.
Nah, for real.
But I do want to talk a little bit about Lena the model, though. Lena, I'm very impressed with your ascension.
Thank you.
Just, you know, from, like I said earlier in the show, where you started to where you are. Tell the people, first, we're going to talk about the journey, but tell the people what you did. It's so extraordinary. Tell them.
I lost 120 pounds all naturally.
Yeah, for real time. I know. Yo.
Like, all natural. She can show and you quick, pictures. In a year and a half.
She can show you pictures.
Yeah, I was gonna, I gotta see proof.
She's on
proof. Everyone asked me, like, I need proof.
Melted. Like, yeah. For real. Like,
summer's on the way. We need the recipe. Oh, okay, we need to know.
Let's get it.
So, okay, so I remember, like I said, when you called me.
Yes, I did.
And you did, and you told me, hey, you know, I'm about to do my own thing. I'm trying to get back outside, and you told me that, and I turned around, and you was next to a Testarossa next day, fucking wearing fishnets. I need to know. I need to know. Like, just talk to me a little bit about the journey, and just, you know, how you were able to connect to the next level of things.
That's a great question. I was just very consistent. I worked hard, and I knew that I wanted to inspire many people. So that's why I do it. And along the way, getting those phone calls and people reaching out to me, oh, I lost 5 pounds, and me helping, you know, coach people and nice. Giving them products that'll help with their wellness. That's what I do it for. Fortunately, I have friends in the industry, nice. And I was able to link up and become an ambassador for a company that does modeling. So with that, shout out to CIE Magazine.
Oh, and CIE.
Yeah, CIE Magazine. Shout out. Class is everything.
That's real.
Yeah, Damien gave me my shot.
Yeah, my boy Mike Malone, he was on the cover, like he gave him issue with him on the cover like about like last year. But CIE Fashion Magazine, pretty big. I did an event. Yeah, it was one of my first events. I did a fashion show, and CIE was one of the sponsors. Yeah. So yeah, so they definitely providing opportunities for people.
Absolutely.
Like, for real, for real. It's not just the working out, right? It's the way you eating and everything, right?
Absolutely. I'm vegan. I have been vegan for a year now. But prior to going vegan, I did eat healthy, watch what I ate, weighed my food, stayed away from junk food. You know, so that played a big part. But me going vegan, that's when it like fell off. Yeah. You know, I was like, dang, let me, you know, do more strength training to keep up with it because it happened really quick.
Okay, let me ask you this quick question because I want Heidi to get to her second. Let me ask you a question. Was there any men that kind of curved you when you were a little bit thicker and then once you got bow like now that they try to come back around sniffing around like, oh, hey, you
of
know
course. Double back.
Yeah, I want to know,
of course. And guys just coming out the woodworks, like especially from high school, like, wait, what? So yeah, a lot of that's people crazy. And all the new people that I'm meeting, it's amazing, you
I can
know
imagine.
And everyone's so supporting and loving. So
okay, well, real quick, you were flying. I saw you on a flight the other day. Where were you going?
On a flight the other day.
No, on the ground. Sorry. Time, the perception of time.
Oh. But, yeah. The last flight was to Louisiana, okay. And I went to train with the people that I work out with. So.
Okay, that's what
I was
getting.
So that was fun. Yeah.
So you still doing the personal training thing too, along with the model?
Well, I'm a wellness coach, so I'm not a certified fitness instructor or anything like that, but I do help coach people with their weight loss goals. So if you need help with that, I'm your girl.
Yeah, I'm kind of chucky too.
Yeah, I'm the living proof. I got you. I got you. Yeah, my most recent client, it's a guy. He lost 10 pounds and his belly went down. So
yeah, it's a
he's
good
excited.
Feeling.
Yeah.
That's a good feeling.
Well, I'm trying to get rid of my little mom.
I got you. Oh, here she goes.
You need to stop.
You look good, though.
I'm coach.
I still do.
The jeans are covering it. I mean, the pants are covering it, okay?
Honey, don't nobody care about none of that.
Y'all don't.
No, they don't care.
They don't.
We care, though. We care.
Yeah, we like to be soft and jiggly.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think my nigga G5
like
care.
Like Play-Doh?
Yeah.
G5, you care?
Honestly, bro, I can't even lie to you, bro. Like,
wait, hold on.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, we got it.
G5 don't really talk. He not a talker like that. So hey, G5 wouldn't talk, bro.
No, everything is like, honestly, I can't even do that because, like, I didn't took something from the team before. Like, guys. Like,
we all have my
so
brother.
I can't. You feel
we
me? Like, but see, this ain't no new age shit. This like back in the day, like coming up. You feel me? Like now, you feel me? I got like
you got bougie.
You feel me?
Nah.
Yeah, it ain't no
that bougie.
Like you feel me? It ain't no just no. All right, yeah, you not nah, hell fucking nah. Like
you're
fuck
selective
no.
Now.
Oh God,
that's
don't
dope.
Be,
don't yeah, he, this thick bitch, little bitch now.
So okay, so Hottie, what you got for me today, Hottie?
Okay, so this is my favorite part of the show, y'all. Hottie's Hot Seats, where I spice things up a little bit. So I have a question. Hold on, what was my question, y'all? No, I'm just playing. So in a relationship, like an actual relationship, like we together, true or false, there are no limits in the bedroom. So whatever kinky shit I like, you got to do because we together.
Yes.
No. So true or false? If we're in a relationship, false. You... All right, so...
I'm not going to lie. You know, I don't even think it's got to be a relationship for you to test your own boundaries if you never like...
But I'm talking about like the entitlement. Like, I'm your partner and I like this. What if we're married? Okay, let me step it up. What if we're married?
Absolutely.
I thought... Fuck that. When I hear about sex and the nigga saying they going to do whatever or whatever...
Oh, no.
Well, you would talk about it. You would talk about it. Before,
oh,
and
wow.
Make sure you're okay.
First of all, whatever she wants me to do to her, I'm probably gonna be down with it.
But she can't
I got limits on me. I got like you ain't doing that.
This is what we ain't about to do. The word that we use, right? I know everybody knows dictionaries and sources, right? So the word that you use means something, right? So when you say a word and then you try to conversate about it like, oh, it don't mean that? No, nigga, you said that word already, so it mean that. Everybody know dictionary. Everybody know coming up, reading, and all that. So I know. So when a motherfucker say something to me, I'm going to comprehend. So that last word or in between that sentence or after that I, after that dot, that whatever it is, I'm comprehending. And that's some shit that you just said. So no, nah, don't
that's
change it.
That's some bullshit.
No, when it depends on, no. Because when you
secure. She said some wild shit. She got to put boundaries on that. She got
to. Well, yeah. I just, that's a given, though.
About it. Okay, you talk about it, but y'all don't feel like you're entitled to please your partner how they
but
like
that's,
to be pleased.
That's, yeah.
So what if they? Okay, look. What if your partner like they ass ate and you don't eat ass? You're not gonna do it if your partner like that.
No.
First of all, her okay. Yes. To her yes.
Okay, so but
not to me. Hell no.
Right.
You are watching Cali's finest.
I don't even want that.
On Power Radio Nation, over 50 platforms around the world.
Everybody has their own type of kinkiness.
Okay, so it's false then. Right.
Listen.
No, wait.
Let me put this caveat in here because I do understand where G5 coming from. You do have to have some boundaries because there are certain shit like no, that's not gonna happen. But I'm talking about his personal boundaries. Cause I'm not way out there anyway, right?
Right.
So okay, all right. Let me put this in perspective, right? Like I sucked my first toes. Like a couple weeks ago, right?
Really?
I don't think there's right.
Nothing.
I don't think.
I've never.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
That's though. What I'm saying. But no, that ain't.
If that's freaky to you, that ain't that bad.
I know what you mean, G5.
Compared to what's really going on.
That's what you guys are talking about.
Whatever. Yeah, no, I get you.
But that mean, nigga, if she decides to be like, hey, baby, two niggas and me.
Oh, that's out.
She coming out.
That's my kink, baby.
Hey, baby, you. I don't want to use your dick tonight. Can you put on the strap on?
No, that's
like,
different.
Wrong, bro. Like,
no, but people go to that limit, though. People crazy.
That kinky shit that you
they kinky as fuck.
But there's a level of respect that you must have, right? So you communicate that prior to the act. Exactly. So you say, oh, babe, I would like to do X, Y, Z. You with it?
No. Yeah, and you see, and you see, they feel. No, I get that.
You try to do it while y'all
come on.
Let me tell you why. Look.
I don't feel like neither. Why? Look, because sometimes you can fuck with a person, right? I know, for real, bro. Sometimes you can fuck with a person, right? On God, like, and they'd be hiding everything about themselves, like, boom, right? Nigga, next thing you know, it just be one of them nights, like. Hold on, bitch, you suck dick. I didn't even know that. All right, like, bitch, you know how to do what now? Like, the first time it happened, you were just on some regular shit, but
that's
now.
That's because she love you now.
No, I'm saying, like, that's how I be. You start looking at some certain shit, you start sitting back, you like, man, hell no. Like, you dipping it.
She had it in her already.
She did. She just wasn't comfortable with you. Exactly.
Like, I want an extra please.
So, no. See, that's being fake because it's like this. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why, right? Because on God, if a nigga came through to one of y'all, right, and half-assed y'all some dick, what y'all gonna do with y'all homegirls? Oh, girl, oh, everything. That shit was whack.
You ain't lying, though, because I'm for sure. I'm not the
So, look, let me tell y'all, right? So, look. That's a fact. No, for real, for real. So, it's a difference because we have to go in y'all. So, when y'all sitting back, y'all can be sitting right there. Y'all can just be, you feel me, doing what y'all do, making a little noise if y'all faking or whatever. Some niggas don't even know if y'all faking or being true. You feel what I'm saying? So, this is my whole thing, right? When it comes to, no, for real, bro, when it comes to the, when it comes to a nigga wise, you feel what I'm saying, it's way different. You feel what I'm saying? The shit we gotta go through is way different from a female, for real, for real. Y'all can really sit back and play. We gotta sit back and really be pumping, thinking we on one. And the whole time, you can be sitting right there like this nigga ain't doing nothing, but I'm gonna make this sound, though.
That's different, G5.
No, it's real.
No, it's not.
All right, so what's your point?
Am I lying?
You took it out of, wait.
No.
You took it somewhere
else. People
do
have crazy kinks, though.
They do.
I done ran into some stuff.
No, but that's whack, though, because if I'm gonna go in, I'm going in a drill. You feel me?
But then what's there to wait for or to look forward to? If you give everything all in the beginning.
I'm going to tell you this. Women, we have to be comfortable with men. So our first time, we not going to fully open up unless we drunk or something. If I'm drunk, I may just open up.
Let me say something.
And if it's our first time,
let me see what I mean.
Let me say something on that. Let me say something on that.
It's a double standard.
Like you said right there. See, as a man, I know how to push your sexual boundaries, like,
man,
without, I know, hold on, G5. Like, I know how to push those boundaries without offending you. So I'm gonna try little shit. I'm gonna say little shit. I'm gonna suggest little shit. I might even show you. We might be sitting watching something. I might be like, damn, that look crazy.
Look, I
like,
know you suck toes. No, like, I'm pulling my feet out on you because I know you suck toes.
I'm gonna
now.
Like this, like, hey, look, I'm gonna tell you like this.
Every woman,
bro, is not the same. You feel what I'm saying? So you might get a female that's gonna be regular with you the first night. Yeah. Nigga, you might get a female the first night slut you out.
That's
be like, damn.
I gotta go back. That's a good feeling. That's a good feeling to get slutted out by your woman. I'm
hey,
not
bitch, I'm
lie.
Cooking breakfast. We getting dinner tonight.
That's for
I'm
real.
Staying with you.
Look, G5, I like when, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get up out of bitch. Like, nah, I know I need to go around with you. And I'm like, hold on, I need to get up. And she's like, shut up. Like, you know, like, oh, okay.
Like, I need to be
hanging
with G5. You get it popping.
Do that shit. All right.
But
look here. So, okay, we're in the twilight of the show. Okay, once again, the rising grind quote is, life is a wheel of fortune and it's my turn to spin. That is Tupac Shakur. Shout out to Tupac. Listen, if you'd like to advertise on this platform, then please email me as well. Or you can also hit me up on my platforms on Instagram. That's Cali's Finest Radio or FiveStacks_Showcase. A quick announcement. May the 27th. I just did the walkthrough today. May the 27th, 2023. It is the Fashion Business Mixer. I have over 150 RSVPs from all business owners. It's going to be at the Embassy Suites at the LAX. When I tell y'all that courtyard that this is going to be done in is huge. Yes, the courtyard is huge. This is going to be a phenomenal event, and it's going to be so much black business in there. It's going to be fantastic. Shout out to all our sponsors. Shout out to Power Radio Nation. Now I'm going to go around the table here, and everybody's going to drop their platforms. Thank y'all so much for coming. Lena, I'm going to start with you.
Yes, you can find me on Instagram, Lena's_journey_, and I help you with your wellness and fitness goals, and I also have wellness products, so check me out.
Awesome. And then fishnets, keep wearing those, like on me. Facts. Go ahead, G-Fizzle.
Man, you already know you can Mac in and tap in with me at G5 like this, G, the number 5, YVELIKETHIS, you feel what I'm saying, G5 like this.
That's right, something about that 5, nigga. You know, mm-hmm. I fuck with it.
You gotta be that 5 for sure.
Absolutely.
Don't spend my shit with
it's
no
your
F.
Boy DJ Robbie Donetto. You can find me on all platforms at DJ Robbie Donetto, RobbyDinero. Robbie De Niro.
Now, see, I feel like a weirdo, like I've been pronouncing your shit wrong. So I've been saying De Niro. Like, it's De Niro.
Yeah, De Niro. De Niro.
You got to roll your tongue.
Sadio, yeah. Yeah. Nah, I'm definitely.
Yeah, you know this song.
Yeah, I'm definitely influenced by their culture. I eat their tacos just as much
as
they
that,
do.
All that, bro.
Episodio Desperado.
Right.
Absolutely. Let me get Effie Senti. You guys want to drop your platforms one more time? Go ahead.
Sure, why not? South Central Murder Mysteries is spelled exactly how it is in Love Infused Catering, and let's get baked.
Okay, let's get baked.
Edibles.
Get well soon, Effie.
All right, go ahead, Kat.
Okay, and keeping up with Dinero, you can find me at Caliente Kat on Instagram. That's Caliente Spanish.
Sorry, know who it is. LA Hottie, y'all can find me on all platforms. THEELA Hottie. I just dropped today, so make sure y'all go stream my music.
What's the name LA of the song? Hottie,
Rap Freak.
Rap Freak,
some
nigga.
Freaky shit. It's a freaky summer, turned period. Up.
So we gonna, you know what we gonna do one of these times? We gonna have Hottie do a live performance.
Yeah, put me, I'm telling you, put me in. Put me in the game.
We gonna break the internet. I gotta check all I'm saying, Warriors trash
on everything. Lakers and six. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you see what it is. Go ahead, Shooter. Do your thing, y'all.
It's your boy, Respect the Shooter. You can find me on Instagram at Ford Boys Films. That's Ford, like the car.
BB.
Boys with an S, Films with an S. But if you really want to find me, find me at hashtag your girlfriend knows my real name.
Bow.
You have to address me as Respect the Shooter.
That's real shit. Hey, man, listen.
I like that name.
Hey, stay to your own. You'll live long. My granddaddy used to always teach me that. So shout out to Power Radio Nation. Shout out to Pandora Live 365. Man, all of... Oh, Donkey Bongs TV, Royal K Network, all the other networks we on, but I'm high and I cannot remember. Okay, hey, listen. This is your boy that's always clean and got them promos. That's oh so mean. That's right. The promo king himself. Product 5 stacks and counting. Yo, it's up. It's stuck. It ain't never coming down. California's finest radio. West Coast, nigga. We gone, nigga.
Hey, now, you pretty good at this, man. I ain't gonna lie. I've been trying
to tell you. I'm awesome, nigga.
I've been trying to tell you that shit. I was like, yeah, he's been doing shit.
Ladies and gentlemen of the California Trap Trinity, hold on to your Kush blunts and your lace fronts. This is your number one choice for entertainment. It's your boy that always shine and keep the promos right on time. That's right, the promo king himself, Product 5, Stacks and Count.
You already know who it is. It's your girlfriend's favorite cameraman, Respect the Shooter.
And you are listening to Cali's finest on Power Radio Nation, broadcast live on
iHeartRadio.
Let's go.
Innovative.